authority of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now we're going to have the spirit control life.
You know, the scripture says, I'll pray in my spirit and I'll pray in my understanding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The law of the spirit of life in Christ has made the church free from the law of sin and death.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Well, our life is governed not by the standards according to the dictates of flesh, but by the Holy Spirit. Yes. We are not living in life of the flesh. We are living life of the Spirit.
Yes.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit of God dwells within.
Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
Amen and amen.
VCF is a conqueror and gains surpassing victory through Jesus who loved us.
Amen.
VCF does not let itself be overcome by evil, but overcomes and masters evil with good.
Yes.
Yes.
VCF has only full armor of light. VCF clothes itself with the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, and makes no provision for indulging in the flesh.
Yes.
Amen.
VCF is a doer of God's word.
Yes.
We have God's wisdom.
Yes.
We are peace-loving, courteous, considerate, gentle, willing to yield to reason, and full of compassion and good fruits.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
We are free of doubts, wavering, and insincerity. We are subject to God.
Yes.
Yes.
We, the people of God, stand firm against the devil. We resist the devil and he flees from us.
Yes. Yes.
We come close to God and God comes close
yes,
to us.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
We do not fear, for God never leaves us.
Yes.
In Christ, the body is filled with the Godhead, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and Jesus is our Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Thank you,
Lord. We will pray that out in the Spirit.
Yes.
But we don't have the time. We're going to have to do, we may have to devote the 8:30 to 9, if we ever do this again, time for praying. Because when we do this, I like to pray it out in the Spirit, too.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Nick.
Thanks to this woman right there, I want to read it out of the new translation we got here. I love this thing. And it says, and because of him, which is Jesus,
pray it out. Amen.
Who are not Jews, I'm not Hebrew, only through adoption, heard the revelation of truth, you believed in the wonderful news of salvation. We have all believed. Now we have been stamped with the seal of the promises of the Holy Spirit.
Ooh, glory. Amen. Yes.
There's seven of them, actually, seven seals. We've been stamped. He is given to us like an engagement ring. It is given to a bride as the first installment of what's coming. Amen. He is our hope, promise of a future inheritance, which seals us until we have all redemption's promises and experience complete in freedom.
All
for the supreme glory and honor of God. Because of this, since I first heard of your strong faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your tender love toward all his devoted ones, my heart is always full and overflowing with thanks to God for you as I can constantly remember you in my prayers. We need to remember everybody in our church in our prayers.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
I pray that the Father of the Lord, the Father of glory, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, would impart to you the riches of the Spirit of wisdom and the Spirit of revelation to know him through your deepening intimacy with him.
Amen.
I pray that the light of God will illuminate you, the eyes of your imagination, flooding you with light until you experience the full revelation of the hope of his calling. Amen. That is the wealth of God's glorious inheritance that he finds in us, his holy ones. I pray that you will continue to experience the immeasurable greatness of God's power made available to you through faith. Then your lives will be an advertisement of this immense power as it works through you. This is the mighty power that was released when God raised Christ from the dead and exalted him to the place of highest honor and supreme authority in the heavenly realm. And now he is exalted as first and above every ruler, authority, government, and realm of power in existence. He is gloriously over every name that is ever called. Not only in this age, but in the age to come. And he is alone. He is the leader in the swords of everything needed in the church. God has put everything beneath the authority of Jesus Christ and has given him the highest rank above all others. Now we know his church are the body of the earth and that which fills him who is being filled by it. I'm filled, man.
Prayers
Amen.
Of the righteous
yeah.
that avail much.
It does.
Hallelujah.
Hey everybody, this is chapter 3, Ephesians. I'm starting at verse 14. It says, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length in depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen."
Amen.
Amen. Each other without that love.
That's right.
Now, I hear people say we need the love, but the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And what are you doing with that love that's been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Spirit? We don't need it, we need to use it.
Yes.
Yeah. It's been shed there in your heart by the Holy Spirit. Use that love. Mm-hmm. Use that love. Or you go sit, stand, or what?
Sorry. I thought you were telling me you're loved.
Hey, that too. That too. Praise God. It stirs me up when the body of Christ comes up. We need love. Use that what God has already given you.
Amen.
The Spirit, the Holy Spirit has shed that love in your heart. Use it.
Yeah.
Faith is here too.
Amen.
It's already
Use
here.
It.
Amen. Only need 3 minutes. But I wanted to read the last of Ephesians, and now we, his church, are his body on the earth, which fills him, and who is being filled by it.
Amen.
So it's circular. He's filling us, and we're filling him.
Amen.
Going back to James 5, the last part that says, "Since each of you are part of God's family, never complain or grumble about each other, so that judgment will not come on you, for the true judge is near and ready to approve."
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
So, remember, no man willingly hits his thumb with a hammer.
No.
No. So, and I'm saying this more for me than for any of you in here. Be gentle with the body.
Amen.
Be gentle when we're handling the parts of the body.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Father, I ask you to reduce us all to you. Remove any impurities in our hearts.
Yes.
In our church.
Yes.
Let us be gentle with every part of the body, even those, as Paul said, that are ignoble. Every part is needed in this body. Every part
Jesus.
Is precious to you, Father.
Ba-ba-ba.
Let us withhold no part of us from you.
Jesus.
Use, Father, even, you said even you will correct our mistakes to make us prosper.
Yes.
And I'm asking you, Father, to let us be aware that when one part of the body prospers, the entire body prospers.
Yes.
Reduce us down to you.
Teach
us to love each other like you love us, that we are blind to the impurities of others and the mistakes of others.
Yes.
Let us lie on our beds and consider our own sins and shut our mouths.
Jesus.
Reduce us down to you and
make
our countenance be bright with the love of God, so that we don't have to preach. Let our life be a living epistle read of men. Let people come to us because of the love that I see in these people. Forgive us our sins. Forgive us every word that we've spoken that is counter to your word. Every thought, every deed. And take everything that is us and reduce it down to you so that we will bring in millions of souls. And every teacher in here, give them an international platform to proclaim your son to the world.
Yes.
In Jesus Christ, the victorious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Our last one is Teresa here. Because we're going to pray in the spirit at some point
for your church service. I was going to say services, church service.
For the BCF church services. Okay, for Victory Christian Fellowship service.
Father, I come boldly before your throne of grace, lifting up our services, our church services. I'm asking by your spirit that you would draw people from the north, south, east, and west to our services. Father, I'm asking that you would draw in sinners, people who don't know you intimately as Savior and Lord. Draw the backsliders, those who have left you or gone astray. Draw those who are weak in their faith and weak in their walk with you. And may you draw the oppressed and those who are bound in need of deliverance. By the authority of the name of Jesus Christ, I bind every hindering spirit that would try to hinder them from coming. And I loose them by the power and the authority of the name of Jesus Christ to come forth into our unto our services. Father, your word says that the step of the righteous are directed and ordered by you. I pray therefore that you would orchestrate this entire service by the divine guidance of your spirit. I pray that you would order and direct every prayer that is prayed, every song that is sang, and every word that is preached. Father, I pray that your spirit would go before us into this service to make I pray that you would bless every part of these services to flow according to the inspiration and direction of the Holy Ghost. I pray for a double portion of your anointing upon each and every part of the service. And each and every person that would take part in these services. I pray that your anointing would rest upon the praise and worship leaders. And the musicians and anyone that takes part in the music and psalmist ministry. As the minstrels play and the psalmists bring the church into praise and worship. May you inhabit our praises and our worship. May you fill the sanctuary with the fragrance of your anointing and presence. And drive out each and every spirit that is not like you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Father, your word says that when you are high and lifted up, that you will draw men, all men unto you. So I pray that you would be high and lifted up through the songs of praise and worship, through every prayer that is prayed, through the preaching and teaching of your word, and through every part of this service. And as a result, may the hearts of your people be drawn unto you. Father, I pray that you would draw every person who is not saved and born again to repentance and salvation. I pray that each and every backslider would have a prodigal son experience and be drawn back to true repentance and change. And I pray that you would also draw new members to our church. I pray that your anointing, presence, and power would rest upon the man of God with a double portion to bring your word to your people. I pray that as he comes to preach and teach the word, that you cause him to decrease as you increase in him to take over. As he opens his mouth to preach and teach the gospel, may you think through his mind and speak through him and use him to bring forth your word with clarity, distinction, and understanding. Father, as your word comes forth, I pray that you would also give each and every person a personal rhema word from the Holy Ghost. Anoint the ears of your people to hear by revelation what the Spirit of God has to say to them. Anoint every heart to receive, hold on to, and hide your word deep within their hearts, whereby they will not be able to sin against you. And may your word bring forth lasting conviction and a desire, a heart and a mind to change and live according to your word. I pray that miracles, signs, and wonders take place in our services. For those who come in physically sick, I pray that they would receive divine healing. And for those who come in oppressed and bound, I pray that they would be delivered and set free by the power of the Holy Ghost. I pray that as the altar call is given, that your anointing and presence will be so strong that no sinner or backslider will be able to resist the wooing and drawing of God's Spirit to the altar. And as they come, may they be drawn to repentance and change and deliverance. Now, Father, I thank you for the authority that you have given us through the name of Jesus Christ. And with that authority, I bind every demon, every demonic spirit of Satan that would attempt to stop or hinder, delay or interrupt our services in any way. I cast down every work of darkness and spirit of heaviness that would try to rest upon the people of God to hinder them from receiving in these services. And I decree that every evil, satanic, and demonic spirit is off limits to our services, and they are helpless, powerless, inoperative, and ineffective against our services. To hinder it in any way, to hinder them in any way by the power and the authority of the name and the blood of Jesus. Now, Father, I commit this service to you today. I pray that you would be high and lifted up and highly exalted through this service. And as your people leave this service, bless each person to leave changed in their heart, mind, and soul.
Thank you, Lord.
And bless each and every person to also leave charged and strengthened and encouraged and uplifted in Christ Jesus through the power of your Spirit and the anointing of your word. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Apostle is going to pray in the spirit. Just take it and just pray in the spirit. All of y'all pray in the spirit. This is prayer. This is unity prayer. This is for everybody. This is not entertainment. This is for everybody. Pray in the spirit.
Alleluia, 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 alle Thank you for prevailing in our lives. Give us a super hunger for you.
Help
us cherish every moment with you. Break every yoke.
Yes.
Let every yoke be destroyed. Every form of darkness.
Jesus.
Every form of darkness. Everything that's held us back.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Help us destroy everything that has held us back.
Jesus.
Every miserable memory. Everything that's wrong. Help us to sow in your love.
Yes.
Help us to love others as you love us.
Amen.
Let your life prevail in us. Let your word prevail in us, in our actions, our ways.
Yes, Lord.
Our thoughts, our intentions.
Yes.
Fill us with your desire.
Fill us, Lord.
Let us have a passion for what you love.
Jesus.
Help us to love others just like you love us.
Amen. Yes,
Lord. Help us to share the wisdom that you share with us.
Yes, Lord.
In the right timing.
Jesus.
Help us be faithful. Help us be perfect.
Jesus.
In you, Lord Jesus. Help us to do all this in your heart.
Yes, Lord.
Help us to forgive. Yes. Help us to thrive in forgiveness. Help us to hold no grudges.
Jesus,
no
help us, Lord. Help us, Lord.
Help us to love others as you love us.
Yes, Lord. Help us, Lord.
Help us do your perfect will.
Jesus.
And use us all to help reap your harvest.